Extra towels you ordered, Mrs.
Ricardo. Thank you very much. Lucy?
Yeah?
Lucy!
What?
Come here. Guess who's down by the pool?
Who?
Robert Taylor.
No kidding.
Yes, sir. Maybe we see him from up here. Come over.
Where is he?
There he is.
Where?
See that great big green and white striped umbrella?
Yeah.
Well, you see those feet sticking out from under that umbrella?
Yeah.
Those are Robert Taylor's feet.
Robert Taylor's feet?
Yeah, and the rest of him's even better.
No.
Go get your bathing suit on and meet me down by the pool. Huh?
Okay. Oh, I can't. Ricky just called, and he's on his way here from the studio with a photographer. We're going to take some pictures.
We? Are you going to be in them?
Well, I didn't get all the details, but what other reason would they have for taking them here? It's probably one of those fan magazine deals, you know, where they play up the domestic angle. Lucy and Ricky Ricardo at home.
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
Yeah.
Where in the sand hill have you been? I went down to the pool and you weren't there.
Oh, for goodness sake. Now, you could have gone into the wading pool until Mommy got there.
I want you to rub this oil on me so I can get a suntan.
Oh, Fred, you'll never get a suntan. Your skin's just like mine. It's too fair.
Well, it says right here, if I use it, I'll be a golden brown.
You will, a golden brown blister.
Well, I'm going to give it a try. Now, let's go.
Okay. I want to get one more look at Robert Taylor.
He's gone.
He has. Oh, darn it.
Now, let's go. We're wasting that good sun.
Oh, there's no hurry.
Yes, there is.
Are they here already?
Does Ricky Ricardo live here?
Yes, he does.
Well, I'm Dolores Donlan. The studio told me to come over here to have some pictures taken with Ricky.
Oh, well, won't you come in?
Thank you.
I'm Mrs. Ricardo, and this is Mr. and Mrs. Mertz.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Oh, well, come on, we're wasting that good sun.
Well, there's no hurry.
Oh, well, won't you sit down?
Thank you.
Yes?
Well, the studio said to come out and have some pictures taken.
Oh, hi, Dolores.
Hi, Maggie.
Did they call you for this, too?
Yeah, but I don't know much about it.
Me either. The studio just said to go over and have my picture taken with Ricky Ricardo, whoever he is.
Oh, haven't you met him? He's a handsome Latin with an accent. He's the end.
Really?
The living end.
Pardon me, I'm a little confused. What kind of pictures are they taking?
Oh, are you from the studio too, honey?
No, I'm Mrs. End. I'm Mrs. Ricardo.
Oh, well, how do you do? I'm Maggie McGinnis.
Oh, well, how do you do? This is Mr. and Mrs. Mertz.
Hello.
It's been nice knowing you. We're going down to the pool.
What for?
I thought you said you wanted to get some sun.
With my fair skin?
Oh, this is Ricky, I hope.
Hello?
Yeah, come on in. Why are there so many of them?
Who cares?
Come on down to the pool.
Wait.
We'll see you later,
Wait.
Lucy.
Come in, Russ.
Oh,
hi. Russ, that is my wife, Lucy.
How do you do, Mr.
Glad to meet you, Mr. Ricardo. Oh, hello, girls.
Hi, Russ.
How are you?
What are those?
Oh, they're going to be in the Don Juan picture with me.
Oh?
Yeah, they play the four women that are in love with me in the picture.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Hey, Ricky, come on over and meet the girls.
Okay, excuse me.
Girls, this is Ricky Ricardo.
Well, hello, Dolores. I met you for you. Hello, kids.
Okay, kids, let's get started. Now, Ricky, for the first shot, take this script and sit in that chair with the girls all around you, huh?
Okay.
Now, we'll see how that looks. Okay. Okay, kids, that's good. Now, one. Mrs. Ricardo, if you stand there, you're going to be in the picture. It's not that we wouldn't like to use you in some of the shots, but it just wouldn't fit in with our publicity campaign.
Oh, well, I thought you would want to play up the domestic angle. You know how happily married Ricky is.
Well, we would ordinarily, you see, but Don Juan is all about love. It's got nothing to do with marriage.
Oh.
Okay, kids, let's get this now. Ready? One, two, and good. Okay, now, I think we'll have some cheesecake. Everybody over to the couch. Ricky, you go get your guitar, huh?
Okay.
All right, kids, two on one side and two on the other. There, that's going to be fine. Now, let's all cross our legs to the right, huh? That's good. Now, leave space in the middle for Ricky.
What do you want me, Russ?
Oh, right in the middle, Ricky, serenading the girls, huh? Now, everybody look at Ricky and smile. Now, hold it. One, two. Mrs. Ricardo.
Well, you said everybody.
Well, I meant all the girls.
Oh.
Lucy.
Well, I misunderstood him, that's all.
Okay, all right. One, two, and good. Now, for the next shot, let's have everybody back to the couch, huh?
Okay.
Well, if you don't need me, I have a few things I could be doing in the bedroom.
All right, Mrs. Ricardo, if we need you, we'll call you.
Thank you.
All right, now, Ricky, you stretch out on the couch looking up at the girls. The girls, I want just the head showing. Okay. Everybody down, that's right. Now, just the chin sticking up, belly, just your chin. Now, there, that's good. Let's see how that's going to look. Now, don't move, Beverly. Now, I want you to move over to the right, and you three to... Three? Mrs. Ricardo.
Lucy, what are you doing back there?
I lost my earring.
Where?
In the bedroom.
What are you doing looking out here for it?
Because the light's better out here.
Okay, kids, let's get this shot, huh? One, two, three. Good. Okay, now I think we'll move down to the pool. Kids, change into your suits in the cabana. Ricky, get me some trunks in a row, huh?
Okay.
All right, fine. Oh, it's nice to have met you, Mr. Ricardo. I'll see you again sometime.
Lucy?
Yeah?
Are you watching that spectacle from up here?
Isn't it revolting?
Will you please tell me what is so exciting about taking pictures of four starlets in bikini bathing suits?
I don't know, but I could see Fred's eyes bugged out clear up here.
I'm glad that's over. I never realized that taking pictures was such hard work.
Oh, you poor little thing. I'll bet your arms are all calloused from having them around those starlets.
Honey, you know I had nothing to do with this. Don't get mad.
Mad? Me mad? Why should I be mad? On the contrary, I'm glad. Very glad. Why, when those four girls walked in here today, it was the happiest day of my life.
Now, Lucy.
And when they didn't want me to be in the pictures, I wanted to jump for joy.
Lucy.
And my goodness. When you all put on those bathing suits and trooped down to the pool, I just felt as if my fondest dreams had come true.
Now, honey.
And you thought I was mad. Why, I wasn't mad. I was happy. Happy. H-A-P-P-Y. Happy.
Now, look, honey, honey. I know that you're a little upset.
A little upset? You think I'm a little upset?
Now, just a minute.
Ricky, let her go. I want to see what she'll do for an encore.
Now, look, honey, I know that this is hard for you to put up with, but it's part of the publicity campaign for the picture, and I gotta go along with it.
Yeah, well, I don't gotta go along with it.
Yes, you do. You are my wife, and this is part of my career right now. Now, there'll probably be a lot more pictures like that, but I'm sure that if you think the whole thing over calmly, you won't be childish enough to let it bother you.
Any bets?
You keep out of this.
Now, here. Here's something to make you happy. Russ gave me some tickets to go to a big premiere tonight. And we're gonna get all dressed up and go.
We are?
Yes, sir. I'm taking the prettiest girl in Hollywood to the premiere.
Aw, honey.
Oh, I love movies with a happy ending.
Gee, Admiral, just think, my first Hollywood premiere. Where is it, honey? Grandma's Chinese Theater?
He didn't tell me. Look in the tickets and see.
Just one ticket here.
Uh-oh. You sure?
I'm positive.
Oh, well, then it must be good for two people. You know, one person and a guest.
Of course, dear. That's why it says admit one.
Oh.
Well, I almost got to a Hollywood premiere.
Now, honey, there's just been a mistake, that's all.
You bet there's just been a mistake, and I made it 15 years ago when Marion Strong asked me to go on a blind date with a Cuban drummer, and I said yes.
Oh, hello, Russ, come in.
Say, Ricky, I just realized they only give you one ticket for tonight.
See?
Oh, well...
I can't send you to a premiere all by yourself.
No, that's right. You certainly can.
Here you are. One, two, three, four.
Oh. Four?
Four. Yeah, for the four girls. Now, look, Ricky, when they interview you in the lobby, mention Don Juan as many times as you can.
Now, look, Ross, I wanted to take Lucy to the premiere tonight.
Now, Ricky, I know how you feel, but I've got this thing all set up. There'll be plenty of other premieres she can go to later on. You understand, don't you, Mrs. Ricardo?
Oh, sure, I understand.
Oh, you're a real doll. Now, look, Ricky, there's a party at the Macombo after the show. You and the four girls, okay?
Yeah.
I'll see you at the studio in the morning, huh?
Yeah.
I know. I'm your wife, and I have to go along with it. It's part of your career. It's for publicity. And I'm not supposed to let it bother me. I shouldn't be childish, and I should take it with a smile.
Lucy.
I'm smiling.
I don't like you when you're smiling that way.
Don't press your luck. I'm smiling.
For me. Come on, let's go to bed. Come on, honey. I got an early call at the studio tomorrow. Lucy, have I got a clean tux shirt? Honey, I gotta go to the studio in my tux and I want...
10 o'clock. Give me MGM Studio, please. Hello, is Ricky Ricardo working there today? Well, would you find him, please? I'll hold on.
Oh, you're up. Good. Say, Ethel wants to know if we're still going to Knott's Berry Farm today.
The only knots you'll see today will be on Ricky's head.
Huh?
He didn't come home all night.
Oh, you must be mistaken.
Go see for yourself. His bed hasn't been slept in.
Oh. Well, of course it hasn't.
What do you mean?
Well, that's another reason I had for coming over. First, I wanted to ask you about going to Knott's Berry Farm, and then I wanted to tell you that Ricky spent the night over at our place.
He did?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Well, he... Why?
Yes? Oh. Oh, well, thank you. He's on his way home from the studio.
Yeah, that's it. He got an early call from the studio and he didn't want to disturb you.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'll see you later. I just thought of something I have to tell Ethel.
Hi.
Come on, Ethel. Let's go and eat some breakfast.
We just had breakfast.
Well, let's go and have another one. I'm starving.
What's the matter with you?
Ethel, did anyone sleep on your couch last night?
Yeah, why?
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure.
Well, I'll be darned.
How'd you know I slept on the couch last night?
Aha!
Aha what? I sleep on the couch lots of nights. Fred snores like a buzzsaw.
Well, at least you know where your buzzsaw was last night.
What are you talking about?
Ricky didn't come home at all.
He didn't.
Oh, now, let's not jump to conclusions. There must be some logical...
Oh, you keep out of this, you husband, you.
Well, I'm lost. What are you talking about?
Oh, Fred's trying to cover up for Ricky by telling me that he slept on your couch last night.
Oh, honestly, Fred.
Well, I just thought that there might be a...
Hi, everybody. Hi, honey.
Oh. Have you no shame?
Huh?
Look at it. Out all night, parading around at 10 o'clock in the morning in his tuxedo.
What happened?
You'll never get out of this one. Just turn around and head back for Cuba.
I'd like to know what's going on.
So would I. Where were you last night?
Yes, where were you last night, you cad?
Yeah, I kind of like to know myself.
What's the matter with all of you? You know where I was last night. I went to the premiere, and then I went to the party in Mocambo's.
And then?
And then? And then I came home.
Ha!
Now, look, I, you mind telling me what you're talking about?
I was right on that couch all night, and you did not come home.
You crazy something? Of course I came home. I'll tell you exactly what happened. I came home, it was 2:30 in the morning. You were asleep in the couch. I tried to wake you up, but you wouldn't budge. So I figured I'd better let you sleep there. It was late, so I covered you up. I gave you a kiss. I went in the bedroom, went to sleep. I had an early call this morning. I got up. I you were still asleep. So I went to work, and I finished my work. I came home. That's all there is to it.
Oh, come now. You can do better than that.
She's right. You can do better than that.
I suppose you always wear your tuxedo in the studio in the morning.
Well, they wanted me to wear the tuxedo. They were taking some pictures, supposed to be in a nightclub.
Oh, glib, isn't he?
Well, check with Russ Elliott.
All right, I will.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. He dropped me here on the way to the airport. He's on his way to San Francisco right now.
How very convenient.
Now, wait a minute. Now, but this is ridiculous. I'm telling you, I was home last night.
All right. All right, if you had to put your tuxedo on again this morning, that means that I'll find the shirt you wore last night in the clothes hamper, right?
Oh, yeah.
I had to wear the same shirt. All the other tuxedo shirts were in the laundry.
Oh, now, isn't that too bad?
Now, look, this is ridiculous now. I'm telling you all that I was home last night.
And you slept in your bed?
Yes.
Then your bed would be unmade.
Yes. Oh. Did you make that bed?
No, I did not make that bed.
Has the maid been here?
No, the maid has not been here. See, waste paper baskets full, ashtrays haven't been emptied. Go ahead, it's your turn.
Wait.
I'm waiting.
There's something. There's got to be something. I know, I got it. My carnation. I threw it in the waste basket in the bedroom. I know I put it in here. What happened to it?
The phantom maid strikes again.
Come on now. Look, I'm telling you that I came home last night. I came home. It was 2:30 in the morning. You were asleep in the couch. That's it. You were asleep in the couch, right?
Yes.
All right. If I wasn't home, how do I know that you were asleep on the couch?
Yeah. Because I just told you. I told you when you came in that I was asleep on that couch all night. Yeah.
Oh. Nice try, though.
Thank you, pardon. I thought I could finish up in here. I mean, I thought I could do the room.
Now, look, honey, you gotta listen to me. Finish up in here. May! 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 May, please, come here! Come here, please. Come right in here. Now, look, you just said you wanted to finish up in here. Were you here before?
Oh, no. No, I wasn't in here, sir. It's against the rules for the maid to enter the room when the guest is in. Oh, and please don't tell the manager I did.
Oh, you're wonderful. I love you dearly.
Oh, gee, I wish all the guests were as nice as this.
Well, I wish all the maids were as nice as you are. You're a very nice lady, and I'm going to give you the biggest box of candy you ever got. I love you.
Ricky, I'm sorry I thought what I thought. Can you forgive me?
Listen, for a minute, I was beginning to wonder whether I was home last night.
Let's go while all the lovebirds are at it again.
Oh, look. Here's a program from the premiere last night.
Yeah, I brought it home last night so Lucy could see it.
How about that?
What?
My alibi.
Oh, no. Was it here all the time?
All night long.
Ross Elliott, the maid was Iva Shepherd, and the starlets were Dolores Donlan, Maggie McGinnis, Shirley Teggy, and Beverly Thompson. I Love Lucy is a Desi Lou production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.